afternoon and welcome to the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee, the Committee on the Economy. Today is February 21st, 2017, and it is 1:31. I'm Senator Mia Costello, and with me today I'm joined by Senator Gardner. Welcome. Senator Meyer, welcome.
Thank you.
Vice Chair Senator Hughes, welcome. And Senator Stevens. And I'd also like to thank the Recording Secretary Carey and the LIO Operator Summers. So today we will be hearing Senate Bill 15. We've heard this bill previously. It's introduced by our own member here, Senator Stevens. It's the e-cigarette sales to minors. It is the second hearing for the bill. The intent is to take additional questions from members, continue public testimony, and then set the bill aside for further review. Senator Stevens, would you like to provide any comments on your legislation?
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a bill we've dealt with in the past, and pretty simple, really, just trying to protect young people from e-cigs. And, of course, I have Tim Lamkin here to present the bill and answer any questions you may have.
Welcome, Tim. This should be old hat for you, right?
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, Tim Lamkin, staff to Senator Stevens. Just wanted to share with the committee a few things since we met last. You have just today received some documentation. I'd like to reiterate that this bill is about restricting youth access to e-cigarettes and tobacco products, period. E-cigarettes have in recent months been deemed as a tobacco product by the FDA. Everyone in the industry to date that I'm aware of has expressed agreement that this youth access restriction is a good idea. This bill therefore requires vendors to prove it. It's pretty simple. Bottom line is pretty much just asking vendors to check the box when they renew or establish a new business license to indicate that they'd like this endorsement. It's pretty much that simple. This documentation that you received appears to oppose the bill. It includes a number of studies from the UK, United Kingdom, overseas, that accordingly one that e-cigarettes may be a safer alternative to traditional smoking, two that e-cigs may be effective at smoking cessation, and three that e-cigs may be harmless and don't encourage you to take up smoking. Two other documents that you received today appear to be from U.S. sources that basically state the message there that nicotine is okay. It doesn't cause cancer, and therefore it's okay. And then number five, e-cigarettes saves billions of dollars in Medicaid expenses.
Tim, looks like we have a question from Senator Hughes.
I'm just wondering, can you tell us what documents to which you're referring?
Certainly. They were sent out this around noon or so today.
Why don't we take just a brief Eddie's?
Another right. All right, no.
Staff to Senator Stevens, the sponsor of Senate Bill 15.
Madam Chair, in conclusion, my point is that none of these documents are relevant to the point of the bill. The point of the bill is restricting youth access, regardless of if this product is a cessation product or if it is better than smoking and so forth. The point here, the real thrust is, can we please ask and require our vendors selling these products in the state of Alaska to prove up that they are not selling these products to youth? The data seems to indicate that they are getting it. About half the time in Anchorage currently, they're being able to purchase these products. Statute that exists on the books indicates that it is legal to possess, and so that this bill simply closes that loophole, requires vendors to step up and prove that they're not providing the products to youth.
Okay.
You may also hear that because the FDA has deemed this product as a tobacco product, that therefore the state does not need to step in at all, which is not accurate. The feds look directly to the state and the laws that they enact here, specifically as regards in business license endorsements, to identify who's out there actually selling these products. Without that data, that information, the feds and just about anyone else that's trying to enforce the law has no idea who's selling. Literally have to drive around, walk around looking for vendors.
Senator Hughes.
Thank you. Is it legal right now for a minor to purchase e-cigarettes? Because I've been told that there's a federal law that prohibits it. Is it? And then there was also something from the Division of Epidemiology that was a little bit confusing that I showed Senator Stevens, and I don't know where it is right now, where Dr. Butler mentioned that it was illegal. So I'm just, what's the status right now? Is it legal or illegal for minors to purchase e-cigarette products?
Through the chair, Senator Hughes, currently at the federal level, the FDA, and only the FDA, has deemed the product a tobacco product. So there's no law outright, but there is by regulation through the FDA a restriction for youth to buy if they're under 18. Alaska state law specifies 19.
Okay, and just so members are aware, we have online Joe Darnell with the Division of Behavioral Health calling in from Fairbanks if there are questions. We also have Eliza Muse with the Division of Public Health, Angela Burt, the Chief Investigator of Professional Licensing, and we also have Janie Hovenden, who's here from the Department of Commerce, in addition to those that I've mentioned. So, Senator Hughes, would you like to hear from any of those individuals? And I can just look at them on here if you're interested.
Actually, I think I'm okay unless they want to comment, but I did find the document. It was 2015. It was a State of Alaska Epidemiology Bulletin, where it said in the second paragraph, first sentence, in Alaska, a person must be at least 19 years old to purchase e-cigarettes. So I'm just saying that's information. That's part of the confusion and why I asked the question.
Tim? Madam Chair, Senator Hughes, in follow-up, purchasing is one thing, possession is another. So currently the loophole is that they can possess. It is legal currently to be under 19, 15, 16, whatever, and possess these products. So this bill helps close that loophole, so it's neither legal to buy nor possess. And I'd really like to call on Mr. Darnell to speak to the relationship between federal enforcement versus state.
Thank you, and I too was going to call on him. Joe Darnell, did you hear the question and the discussion?
Yes, I did.
Do you mind commenting on that?
Yes, Madam Chairman.
Joe, if you could speak up, we're actually having your voice is a little bit muted.
Is this better?
No, not necessarily.
Okay, let me try something.
Maybe if you just speak up, that might help. That sounded better.
Is this better?
Yes.
Okay. Talk first to Dr. Butler's comment from a year or two ago. At the time, last statute 1176-109 covered underage sales of any product that dispenses nicotine. It was designed mainly for nicotine replacement therapy, i.e. patches, gum, lozenges, and because e-cigarettes would dispense nicotine, it was loopholed in that, yes, there is a law on it. What this bill's doing is closing that loophole and actually giving a definition to that, so there isn't a question on it. To talk about the federal side enforcement and state enforcement, right now the FDA has a contract with a private company, I believe it's on the East Coast, to do their compliance checks in the state of Alaska. They've been recently doing advertising and marketing checks for tobacco products and some underage compliance checks with in regards to underage sales to minors. As far as, even though it's coming in, they're allowed to check now for e-cigarettes, as far as I'm, to my knowledge, they haven't done any tests in Alaska to date as far as it comes to e-cigarettes. So another problem with leaving it to the feds to do is my office gets complaints coming in. We get complaints from parents that their kids are buying e-juice. We get complaints coming in from police departments around the state that complaints are coming in to them that kids are buying e-juice. If we left this to the feds to enforce this, no one else to call the FDA to make a complaint. The citizens of Alaska expect the state of Alaska to enforce and take care of them rather than leaning towards the feds to do that. Another thing with that I think that this is important is the federal China regulation, which requires states to have around the books friendly tobacco syrup and actively enforce it, is going to be expanding to add cigarettes. So within a year or two, the feds are going to require the state of Alaska to have a bill such as this on the books, and it will be tied to the substance abuse block grants that come into the state. Is that going to answer your question, or do you have anything else?
Senator Hughes, was that sufficient?
It was. There may be follow-up on it.
Senator Gardner?
Yeah, thank you very much for your testimony. We're still having a little bit of problems hearing, and you talked about the name of a policy under which the feds will tie the block grants to having a state law in place. Can you just kind of repeat that part?
Yes, it's the CINAHL regulation, and it's a federal regulation that the state has been working with and complying with since 2002-2003. And it requires, right now it requires that each state and territory has youth access laws for tobacco on the books, and they actively enforce those. And we do a sample survey of the state to see what is the underage sale rate is for tobacco products, and to keep our block grants, we'll say, safe, we have to be a 20% sale rate or below. If we hit 20% or go over 20%, the state gets penalized and loses part of the block grants. Here within next year, the following year, they're going to add e-cigarettes to that regulation, which then will require the state to have a bill such as this on the books.
Thank you. And if I might, Madam Chair, could you spell that name?
Yes. Spell it phonetically. Sierra, Yankee, November, Alpha, Romeo.
Thank you very much. And Madam Chair, if I might, I have one other question.
Senator Gardner?
Talking about having the law on the books and enforcing it, and the fact that, as you've testified, the feds don't enforce it in Alaska, at least as far as we can tell, does the state, generally speaking, not enforce federal laws but only enforce our laws?
That's kind of through the chair, Senator. That's kind of an open question. The state doesn't always have authority to enforce all federal laws. So even though if the FDA had it in their deeming rule to enforce it here, there's no state agency that has the federal authority to enforce it. So as far as the FDA regulation is concerned, there's nothing that we as the state could do anything with it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Senator Hughes?
Thank you, Madam Chair. While we're talking about FDA regulations and such, is it in the FDA's purview to regulate packaging? Because I know that a lot of these products are geared for youth, you know, bubblegum flavor and such. So do we know, is FDA going to be looking at the packaging and the marketing aspect, or is there any federal effort to regulate that?
As far as I can't say exactly when it comes to the e-cigarettes, but if it follows the same line as it is with tobacco products, they do have things in that show that you can't advertise it towards kids. There's ways that you have to advertise it. You can't have it positioned certain areas in the store. As far as the e-cigarettes, that's brand new, and I haven't looked that deep into the FDA deeming on it.
Senator Hughes, I have a follow-up. So is there anything, there's nothing in this bill that addresses the marketing and packaging. Thank you.
Thank you. And Tim, perhaps this question is for you, perhaps not, but just let me know. We've got a whole array of people online. I had a meeting in my office earlier today, and actually the young man who was meeting with me will be testifying later in favor of the bill. And our discussion was around, it spanned several topics, but one was what happens in a school currently if a young person, a student, has an e-cigarette on their person. And I understand that the school personnel can take that away, but once you're off school ground, there really isn't anything that can be done, and it's actually given back to the student. And also, if you have information on the prevalence of e-cigarettes on school buses and how this bill would affect that situation, or provide any authority to the school bus driver who sees that.
Madam Chair, I can only share with you anecdotally that I have heard a number of instances at an increasing level that there is quite a surge in this popular activity, whereas students in school may show up on campus, and individual districts may and often do elect to have their own smoke-free campus type of policy, such that they can enforce if a student is observed or caught with an e-cigarette product or any tobacco product, that it is confiscated, but they meanwhile know that they nonetheless currently can possess that product. And so, in fact, when they do, or when they are dismissed from school, the school is obliged to return that product to the student, and they go on their merry way.
Okay.
Likewise with buses and so forth, even in the classroom, I'm hearing stories where they conceal the cloud inside their shirt type of thing. Or by passing this bill, we close the loophole of possession, so that any time a student is observed possessing this product, they can be cited.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Are there any further questions? Senator Hughes.
And to follow up on that, if this bill were to pass and a student were to have a product at school, would the school then be taking it, or would we then be bringing in law enforcement? Just curious how it would work in a school setting.
Through Chair, Senator Stevens, my understanding, or my expectation, would be that the schools would confiscate it and contact appropriate law enforcement and or parents at the very least.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, seeing no further questions, thank you very much, Tim. I appreciate you presenting. I'm first going to start, we're going to open public testimony now, and so we have individuals located in various legislative information offices across the state, so I will be taking testimony from those individuals, and I ask that out of respect for the other Alaskans online and here in the room who wish to comment on the bill, that you keep your comments as close to 2 minutes as possible. So with that, I'm going to start in Kodiak with Betty McTavish. Betty, can you hear me?
I can. Thank you.
Please feel free to give your testimony on Senate Bill 15.
All right. Thank you. Senator Costello, members of the committee, first of all, I would like to thank Senator Stevens for his continued dedication to the youth of our city, our borough, and our state. I'm a mother, a grandmother, a teacher. I work for a transitional housing program for youth, and I'm a field rep for American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. I'm asking you for support of SB 15, the e-cigarette sale, and sale 2, and the possession by minors. I was in a room this Saturday between 12 and 15 people. There were fishermen, retailers, teachers, and builders in this room. And when asked about their opinion on SB 15 and the sales of e-cigarettes to minors, they all nodded or said yes in support of protecting our youth from the sale of e-cigarettes. Many parents who are discussing this issue have asked why it wasn't addressed earlier. They thought it had been. We know that if youth can wait until the age of 18 to start using tobacco products, then they have an easier time of quitting, or they never really start. Don't fool yourself. An e-cigarette is actually a training tool to become a lifelong tobacco user. Students currently in our high school are using a device to blow smoke rings, just exactly like using a tobacco in a cigarette. I would really request your support of SB 15. Parents expect it, and our youth is our next generation, so we're depending on you for your decision on SB 15. I'm definitely in favor. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Betty. Appreciate you calling in. Next, I'm going to go to Rachel Todd, calling in from Soldotna with the Peninsula Smokery Partnership. Rachel, if you could give your testimony, please.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I'm actually calling on behalf of myself. I used to be, I'm 18 years old, and I used to be a member of the Teens Against Tobacco Use here on the Peninsula. I've now graduated from high school, but I've been involved with tobacco awareness since I was 13. In my time in high school, I have seen so much use of e-cigarettes. I've seen it inside of the school. I have seen it all over social media. It's been on Snapchat, Instagram, all of from kids that are anywhere from 13 to 18, and then, of course, people who are older. I don't know how they are able to get their hands on it, but I know that it's being used by people who believe that it is not dangerous. I've been surrounded by it. A lot of them encourage others to use it. I personally have seen people who I never thought would use any kind of tobacco product believe that all they are doing is breathing in water vapor. People at my age are very susceptible to their peers, and so I think that it's important that students are not allowed to use these products until they are 19 and aware of the impacts that it can have on them. A lot of people my age are actually ordering them and receiving them that way, and so I know that is not exactly possible to prevent, but if we can prevent people from buying them here, I'm sure that we can definitely lower the amount of teens that are using tobacco products. That's all I have to say, and I really hope that you guys pass this bill so that more teens can be safe for longer.
Thank you, Rachel. Appreciate your advocacy and for calling in on the bill. Next, from Kenai, Stephen Mapes. Stephen, please feel free to provide your testimony on Senate Bill 15.
Thank you, Chair Costello, members of the Senate Labor Commerce Committee. I also want to thank Senator Costello for giving vape folks a chance to have a say on this Senate Bill 15. I am submitting my testimony on SB 15 on behalf of my store as a 50-year resident and as a member of the Smoke-Free Alternative Trade Association. I believe this bill is redundant and a waste of the Alaskan legislature's time and Alaska's already limited governmental funds. The FDA regulations, known as the dimming regulations, which pertain to personal vaporizers, electronic smoking devices, and nicotine products, have addressed the age requirements for sales and possession of nicotine delivery devices and nicotine products in all states. The vape shops in Alaska are adhering to federal regulations already. We are subject to FDA spot checks and random walkthrough inspections, and there has been some in the vape shops in Alaska. All vape shops have age requirements for Alaska posted on their entry doors and are required to ID customers that appear younger than 27 years of age, as required by the FDA regulations. We are in the business of getting adults off of tobacco products and offering a healthier alternative to smoking. This little store here in Kenai has helped 293 adults get off cigarettes and chewing tobacco in the last 14 months. And this number climbs upward every month. Since the federal government has already outlawed sales and possession of vapor products to minors, there is no need for Alaska to waste the time and the money doing the same thing. Therefore, there is no need to move Senate Bill 15 from the Labor and Commerce Committee. I thank you for your time. If you have any questions, I'm rather well informed on this subject, and I'd be glad to take them.
Are there any questions from committee members? I do see that Senator Gardner has a question for you, Mr. Mapes.
Yeah. Mr. Mapes, thank you for your testimony, and I applaud you for providing it in writing and on the telephone. I think that's the most impactful way to do it. But I do have a question for you, and that is, well, first of all, did you hear the earlier testimony that the feds are expected to tie block grants to compliance with state law, and we would in effect be required to have state law that basically is this bill or risk losing those grants? Did you hear that part?
Senator Gardner, through the chair, yes, I did hear that. Federal law, the FDA deming regulations state that these nicotine products are the same as tobacco already. So it's not, the state laws, just like we have to obey tobacco laws, we're going to have to obey vaping laws because the FDA has deemed them the same, which I believe is a total, it's like calling apples oranges, but that's just my opinion.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Senator Gardner?
Thank you. So in terms of your business, if you're already following the federal law and this effectively mirrors federal law, just makes it into state law, is there any harm to your business?
The only harm would be not necessarily to my business. This is just we're not just adhering to federal FDA's regulations. We are adhering to the state's regulations. Our door, our sign on our door says 19, not 18. As far as the harm to my business, it's not going to harm my business at all. As far as harm to the state of Alaska's funds, yeah, it's going to cost I don't know how much money to enforce this state law. Are they going to create another department? Are they going to create an enforcement part of this? And is it going to take away from the state troopers' already limited funds and time? And it's just opening a can of worms. It's just going to cost the state money, and the vape shops are already complying.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mapes. So this committee is not the Finance Committee. We will be sending the bill to Finance, and I just wanted to alert members to the tab, fiscal notes, and we have several from departments, and the only one that has a positive fiscal note is the one from the Department of Commerce, Corporations, Businesses, and Professional Licensing, OMB component number 2360, and it shows a $15,400 under the fund source for operating budget. So if members were interested in hearing from the department later, we can certainly have them come up and talk to us about that. Next, I'd like to invite Ashley Peltier from Meadow Lakes, who's calling in. Ashley, could you please provide your testimony?
Yes, thank you for hearing my testimony today. My name is Ashley Peltier, and I live in Meadow Lakes, and I'm here today to testify in support of SB 15. I feel strongly that anything we can do to restrict youth access to vaping products should be done. I have two young nephews, ages 5 and 7, and like a lot of kids their age, they know too much. I've seen them emulate smoking traditional cigarettes and recently overheard them talking about vaping cloud contests and how cool they were. I've done what I can do to steer them in the right direction, but it pains me to know that they are coming up on an age where most kids start experimenting with things like vape pens and cigarettes. E-cigarettes have now surpassed traditional cigarettes as the most commonly used form of tobacco products among youth. According to the 2015 YRBS, 26% of Mat-Su youth reported currently using e-cigarettes, compared to 13% of youth using traditional cigarettes. In the Surgeon General's report on e-cigarettes released in 2016, the Surgeon General called for actions to be taken to address e-cigarette use by youth. One of those actions was to prevent access to e-cigarettes by youth. This bill would specifically do that, and I urge you to pass it through committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next, I'm going to the Anchorage LIO. We have four individuals interested in testifying. I'll start with Amanda Lanehart, followed by Patty Ginsburg, then Alicia Muller, followed by Joy Clark. So, Amanda, please feel free to give your testimony.
Hi, my name is Amanda Lenhard, and I'm a resident here in Anchorage. I'm also a bartender here in Anchorage. I'm here to support Senate Bill 15. As a bartender, I'm responsible for making sure that I'm not serving underage drinkers. I ID everyone, and I'm liable if I serve someone under the age of 21. There are consequences for my actions if I do so. We have age restrictions for products that we do not want kids or youth to use, tobacco and e-cigarettes being some of these products, which are not legal for anyone under the age of 18 in the state of Alaska. 36%
56% of youth surveyed for the Youth Risk Behavioral Survey reported that they have used e-cigarettes. We know that most high school students are under the age of 19. Therefore, the 36% of youth are minors who purchased or possessed these products. There needs to be regulation of e-cigarettes so that minors are not getting their hands on them. Tobacco stores, just like restaurants and bartenders, have consequences for selling to minors. E-cigarette shop owners should have the same responsibilities. This is why I support Senate Bill 15. Thank you.
Thank you, Amanda. Next, we have Patty Ginsburg, followed by Alicia Muller.
Madam Chair and members of the committee, as I've already been introduced, my name is Patty Ginsburg. I've been a resident of Alaska for 36 years and most of that time in Anchorage. I am retired, happily. I am testifying in support of SB 15. I am a somewhat unusual creature in that I survived advanced lung cancer. I think we're now going on 13 years. Granted, e-cigs were not part of the options when I was a smoker way back when. But my experience with lung cancer and my good fortune in surviving it have made me an advocate for anything that we can do to discourage the use of dangerous products. E-cigs, I mean, the evidence already is pretty clear that these products are dangerous to oneself. I support SB 15 as a tool in the toolbox to discourage the use of a dangerous product. I also think it's important to hold businesses accountable, not just the sales clerk. And I think this is a really important part of this measure. I respectfully urge you to support it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Patty, and congratulations on your cancer-free status. Next, we have Alicia Muller, followed by Joy Clark.
Hi, my name is Alicia Muller. I live in Anchorage all my life. I just graduated from high school last year. And I am in support of Senate Bill 15 because it's disgusting, in all honesty. I just graduated, and I cannot tell you or stress enough about how much usage of these e-cigarette products are in use right now. Like, it's so gross. People with hot box buses, people have them on campus, and nobody really knows anything about them, and they're kind of hard to detect. And so I just would like to see some follow-up and some, some sort of enforcement to follow up with these actions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alicia, and it's important to hear from your perspective how prevalent these are. You probably, with your testimony, have more of a sense of that because you see it every day. So appreciate you calling in. Next, Allison Halpin. I'm sorry, Joy Clark was next, followed by Allison Halpin. I think Allison changed from questions to testifying. So, Joy, are you available?
Yes, I'm here. My name is Joy Clark, and I am also a resident of Anchorage and have been my entire life. And I support Senate Bill 15. Along with being a lifelong resident of Anchorage, I am a mother of an 8-year-old, as well as work in the Prevention and Intervention Department for a nonprofit. I specifically work closely with youth in the high school and middle school area, and I sit on a bunch of coalitions where we have done focus groups specifically around the awareness that youth have over e-cigarettes and vape pens. And to their knowledge, they feel that it isn't harmful and that it doesn't affect them both short-term nor long-term. And I think that it's super important, and I personally can't stress enough that not only are youth ill-informed, but myself, my son, he's 8 and he knows a lot about it, the kind of attraction it brings with the scents and the smells and the clouds, how it gauges his curiosity to want to know more about it. So I definitely am in support of Senate Bill 15.
Thank you very much, Joy. Next, Allison Halpin.
Good afternoon, Chairman Costello and members of the committee. My name is Allison Halpin, and I reside in Anchorage and a long-time resident of the state. I'm actually, I wrote my testimony as well, sorry.
to oppose SB 15. My reason for this is that the bill is already in place. This law is already in line with statute AS 11.76, Site 109, Chapter 43, SLA 2012. All stores that sell tobacco products and alternative nicotine products are required to have posted the legal age for purchase in the store. This bill is redundant and would shut down harm reduction businesses across the state that sell alternative nicotine products such as vapor and e-cigarettes simply because the licensing requirements for tobacco businesses do not fit these products. I fully support the law in place that restricts the purchase and gifting of any of the listed products to persons under the age of 19, but I cannot support a bill that requires special licensing that does not pertain to businesses that are selling products that are FDA regulated as of August 8, 2016. And that do not fall within the perimeters of the special licensing of a tobacco product retailer. During the first hearing of this bill, we heard people testify stating that they are running operation tests with children to try and have them purchase tobacco and or nicotine products from stores. This is great, but forces me to ask the question of how many citations have been written to enforce the already existing law. There has been no answer to the question yet. All we have heard is how we need an even more restrictive law. As a citizen of this state, we need laws already in place to be enforced and less spending on creating new laws to cover the oversee these laws. On the same note, while this bill may seem more restrictive as there is a requirement for tobacco endorsement on business licenses, this bill actually opens the door for children to purchase these items with parental consent or to be given them by a parent or guardian. Does this open the door for a child to walk into a store that carries tobacco products or alternative nicotine products with a note giving them permission? And we just tie up our court systems to prove that the child was given parental consent or note, respectfully, I ask each of you to consider my testimony and those of others that have written or called. Our state needs enforcement of bills, not more bills. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you, Allison. Appreciate you testifying this afternoon. Next, I'm going to go back to Kenai for J.C. Robertson. Welcome, J.C.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. We can hear you. So,
hi. My name is J.C. Robertson. I'm a resident of Kenai and a former 10 to 15-year pack-a-day tobacco smoker. And here within the last year, I switched over to e-cigarettes or vaping products, which have gotten me free of tobacco. And after listening to other testimony and reviewing the sponsor statement, I vehemently oppose Senate Bill 15. I feel it's, as stated by others earlier, a waste of our legislature's time, efforts, and funds to go through the committee process of deeming whether this bill should be moved forward or not, particularly when the rules pertaining to tobacco, nicotine, e-cigarettes are already regulated by the FDA, federal government, state regulations, the local vape shops that I visit here within central Kenai Peninsula, already abide by all the rules put forth, clearly labeled on the front door, must be 19 years or older with ID, and there's just a great deal of other issues within our state, whether it be criminal justice reform and recidivism rates that are through the roof, our fiscal situation, tapping into our permanent fund dividend. There's so many more things to deal with in such a short amount of time that topics such as this, I feel, should not even move forth to the Finance Committee. So I strongly support vaping, and that the Royal College of Physicians as well has also done a great deal of research regarding vaping products and the safety, how much safer they are compared to tobacco itself. I would encourage you all to take a look at what the Royal College of Physicians has posted and inform yourselves as to the benefits that vaping products can provide for adult individuals and helping them get off tobacco products and lead a more healthy and productive lifestyle. So I appreciate the opportunity to testify today, and that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Jace. And I did misspeak. The bill next goes to the Judiciary Committee. So if you're interested in following that as it moves through the process, Mr. Robertson, I didn't want you to think it was headed to finance, but that could also change. So thank you for calling in. Next, Melissa Mudd calling from Palmer. Melissa?
She's coming. Take her a little bit to get to the mic.
Okay. So after Melissa, I think I will then come back to the room here in Juneau and invite Michael Patterson. So after we hear from Melissa, we'll have Michael.
Hello, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, thanks, Melissa. Please provide your testimony on the bill.
Okay. I am a teacher, and I have worked with the student advisory boards in our district, Matsuburo, for several years. One of the things that brought the smoke-free workplace problem, the fact that we don't have a law, was talking to a young lady that has a job in the bush, and she works at the village store, and she feels very, very fortunate to have a job and feels extremely blessed to have one of the coveted jobs that she can earn money. But she says that the worst part of the job is that her boss sits in the other room and smokes. So all day long, every time she...
Melissa, that's fine. It's related in some way, but were you interested in commenting on Senate Bill 15?
No, not at this time. I'm really sorry.
No worries.
I'm exactly at 63.
Okay.
Right.
So next we will invite Michael Patterson, who's here in Juneau, to testify. And following Michael, we'll invite Laura to testify. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you. My name is Michael Patterson. I'm representative with CDC. I've been kind of following e-cigarettes for a while, and I've paid extremely close attention to it. I learned a while back, and it was verified that there was a study done that we know that cigarettes have ultra-fine particles. That's why they stick to everything and pass through things. But e-cigarettes have ultra-fine particles, too, only the particle size, there's a world of difference between them. The particle size of e-cigarettes are weapons-grade size particles, which means that they pass through paint. The other problem with it is...
I'm sorry, Michael, they pass through what?
Pass through paint. They can pass through the walls. A lot of people are trying to say that they're safer and whatnot, but if the delivery system is so intensely more powerful, I think what they're going to find out when they research a little further down the road is that they're much worse because of the delivery size. It's also, we also know that they carry carcinogens, and that's not disputed. So hear people say that these are safe, it's kind of ludicrous to me to hear that. Our children are worth probably more than we can give them. I hear a lot of complaint about money and stuff, but protecting children, there shouldn't be a dollar amount on that. I live in a housing complex, and I'll watch the bus show up, middle school kids getting off the bus, and as soon as the bus is leaving, pulling out e-cigarettes and smoking them across the parking lot on the way home. The problem with the e-cigarettes is that mom and dad, unless they see you, are never even going to know that you're smoking because they don't smell it on you. You hear it from the kids, how they're being done in school. Teacher writes on the board. Somebody takes a big hit. That cloud dissipates before the teacher turns around, and the teacher never smells it, doesn't have a clue. And so the problem with this is there's kids in the schools that have asthma. There's kids in the school with other respiratory illnesses, and these carcinogens can exacerbate those and put their life in danger. You know, I call them silent killers because I'm suffering from the end stages of COPD, and if I'm in a room where somebody's smoking e-cigarette and I don't know it, it can set me up for an exacerbation attack that will kill me. And, you know, I have no idea that it's even there. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think there should be safety that goes beyond just keeping it out of reach of children, but making them so that they aren't so secretive. I mean, maybe add a smell that everybody realizes, okay, this is a tobacco product, or making it so that these clouds don't dissipate so quickly so that they can be used in secrecy. But, you know, hearing from these high school kids speaking even now, mm-hmm. they're talking about this is widespread in the schools. The laws that are on the books right now that everybody's talking about, that we don't need extra laws, they're not working. Mm-hmm. I mean, we need to do something more, and I just really thank you for your work and trying to make things better and safer for our kids as well as adults. Thanks.
Michael, I want to thank you personally for coming and testifying today, and I know that you have also been sharing your story and providing an important advocacy message through posters and public service announcements, and certainly that work is very important. So on behalf of the committee and the sponsor of the bill, thank you very much for that.
Well, whenever I end up in the hospital from an exasperation attack, and I know it might be the last, I don't think about the grandchildren I love more than anything in the world. I don't think about my daughter. I don't think about my family. I think about all those kids in all the schools that's not going to get a chance to hear a life-changing message. You know, and so I think this is really, really important. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Next, Laura. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Laura Nimchek, and I am here today on behalf of the ACS CAN group. I'm also
mind telling us what that stands for?
It stands for the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Thank you.
I am also a teacher. I teach middle school. I teach almost anything I'm asked to teach, but right now I'm teaching grades 6 through 8. And the number of children who are vaping because they think it is cool and because they think it is harmless is astronomical. They're not smoking. We've done a great job of educating our youth that tobacco and cigarettes are not healthy for them, but we are not doing such a great job when it comes to e-cigarettes and when it comes to the vaping machines. Kids think it's safe. When they're able to buy flavors, you know, like bubble gum or gummy bear, they're being targeted. This law, if this bill were to pass and become a law, would currently allow the state then to be able to see who is selling these type of devices. Right now there is no way to keep track of them. You can buy some of them in convenience stores, you can buy some of them in traditional vape shops, but there is no way right now for us to keep track of. But if this bill were to become a law, then we would be able to know, and then we would be able to have compliance checks. We would be able to educate sellers on how to make sure they are not selling to those who are underage. Anything we can do to help our youth to stay healthy, anything we can do to keep them safe, I think we need to do. The argument that e-cigs are safer than smoking doesn't mean that they're healthy or that they themselves are safe. You could equate this to saying, well, it's a lot less dangerous to shoot yourself 3 times than it is to shoot yourself 5 times. I urge you to pass this bill quickly through committee, and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you testifying today. And finally, I am going to invite our final two testifiers up together, Jackson Blackwell and also Joseph Yurkoski. Welcome, and I know that you've been here before to Juneau to testify on this similar legislation last session, so I wanted to give you a warm welcome to the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee, and with that, please feel free to provide your testimony.
Thank you. So my name is Jackson Blackwell.
My name is Joseph Yurkoski.
And
Jackson for the record, and I'm a senior at Salina High School. I'm the senior class president, the National Honor Society president, and I'm a big advocate for tobacco prevention. I've been doing tobacco prevention for the last 4 years, and in that time, even that 4 years, I've seen the level of e-cigarette use just grow exponentially. I served a six-month stint in Washington, D.C. as a U.S. Senate page for Senator Lisa Murkowski, and during that time, even during that short time of 6 months, before I left to when I returned, the amount of e-cigarette use in the school bathroom, in the school bus, basically anywhere and everywhere. I've even been in, you know, Alyeska or something, and I've seen e-cigarettes been used. I think it's really alarming, and I think that passing Senate Bill 15 and making it a law would just be another tool in our toolbox to curb the fight for e-cigarettes. I think that this is a very big public health concern, so that's why I support this bill.
Hello, I'd like to thank the committee for allowing me to testify. My name is Joseph Yukowski, as I've already stated, and I am a freshman at Nikiski Middle High School. You will see kids in the parking lot smoking these e-cigarettes, the parking lot of a school building, smoking e-cigarettes and these vaping devices. You'll see them in the locker room, they're hiding it in their shirts. It'll dissipate in the locker room with the mist from the showers after gym classes and weightlifting classes. You'll see 7th graders. These are 12 and 13-year-olds starting with the e-cigarettes in the middle school hallway. You'll hear 7th graders talking about it as if it's no big deal, but then you'll hear them talking about smoking and big tobacco being terrible for you. But they don't seem to understand, people don't seem to understand is that these e-cigarettes and vaping devices just are just as bad for you as these big tobacco products such as cigarettes and the chewing tobacco. And I believe this is an issue that demands to be changed, and thank you for your time for letting me testify.
Well, thank you, Joseph and Jackson. We certainly appreciate the trip that you made here, and as much as we like having you here, I hope you don't have to come back.
I agree. Do you have any questions for us or anything?
So are there any questions from committee members? Does the sponsor have any questions?
No, thanks. Thanks very much.
I do have a question.
Senator Hughes.
I'm wondering, where do the student, where are they purchasing these primarily? Are they getting them in vaping shops, smoke shops, Fred Meyer-type stores? Are they ordering them online? Do you know where they're getting them?
Through the chair, Senator Hughes. From my personal experience, I've seen that they've been able to purchase them online, but also purchase them in e-cigarette shops. I know that Joe Darnell would probably be able to speak to this more, but just yesterday I saw a study that I think it was 26 or 27% of vape and e-cigarette shops across the state were out of compliance with the e-cigarette measures that are currently in place. And even in Anchorage alone, I believe the statistic was 50% of the shops were out of compliance. So they're getting them in a bunch of different places.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I think Joseph wanted to take a stab at that question also.
I would like to say through the chair, Senator Hughes, all of those places, all of the above places you've listed, Fred Meyer, vape shops, the internet, kids can get them from anywhere these days. Thank you.
Senator Hughes?
And follow up, and I don't know if you know the data, and I'm trying to remember who presented it to us, about the 50% in Anchorage, 26% statewide. Was that specifically in vaping shops, or was that including smoke shops and other types of vendors?
You know, through the chair, Senator Hughes, I'm not quite sure on where the data was collected. I believe it was e-cigarette and vape shops, but Emily Neenan, who I believe is testifying later, and or Joe Darnell should be able to answer that question more thoroughly.
And a follow-up?
Senator Hughes?
And this is something I have spoken with the sponsor about, so I'd just like to get your opinion and just maybe get this out on the table. What would your thoughts be if minors weren't permitted into e-cigarette shops, vaping shops, or smoke shops? Do you think that's a good idea?
Through the chair, Senator Hughes, I think that that would be a good idea. I think that this bill is a step in the right direction, and that, I mean, as we heard from previous testifiers, that just the ultra-fine particles, and even that these are smaller than tobacco or cigarette particles, I think that they're very dangerous, and it should be a very big public health concern, and that the data that's coming out every so often, I think that will continue to prove that fact, that no amount of e-cigarette exposure is safe. So I think that that could be a step in the right direction.
Joseph?
Through the chair, Senator Hughes, I would say that allowing students to not be able to buy through vape shops will greatly reduce this, because it will significantly decrease the amount of places where they can get these vaping devices and e-cigarettes. Thank you.
Senator Hughes?
And as a follow-up comment, that was actually brought to my attention by a physician who his clinic is down the road from one of these type of shops, and was watching a steady flow of traffic after school going of young people going in and out of one of these shops. I believe in this case it was a smoke shop as opposed to a vaping shop. So I just thought I'd make that comment. And this physician was actually suggesting that we consider that. Thank you.
Thank you. And I was actually curious to know, as far as the public education piece, are you planning, is there a plan for that? And if the bill passes, are you planning to be involved in that effort?
Chairman Costello, I've been involved, like I said, with Teens Against Tobacco Use, and even last Thursday I taught a class to 7th grade science students, and in the last couple years we've implemented a lesson as part of our curriculum that specifically deals with e-cigarettes and just the dangers and misconceptions with them, so that's definitely something that we're continuing to look at.
And go ahead, Joseph.
Through the chair, Senator Costello, I would agree with Jackson. I'm also involved with the Teens Against Tobacco Use, and we have been implementing more of the e-cigarettes and vaping devices into our classes.
So if we're interested in sharing that information with schools in our district, is that a lesson online or available for teachers who, you know, I'm sure you can't spend all of your time going around the state in this capacity, but is there a video that can be shared with students?
Chairman Costello, I don't believe that there's a video, but there are lesson materials, and the Teens Against Tobacco Use and the Alaska Tobacco Control Alliance, there are a lot of materials available. So it's definitely something that there's been chapters that have, you know, spread it out from Nikiski, mm-hmm. Soldotna, and there's a statewide network. So I think that we're trying to get out there as much as possible. So.
Well, I'll do what I can to help, and I think after the committee's over, you're going to be on the Labor and Commerce Facebook page doing a short video, and Joseph, you're welcome to participate in that. Any further questions from committee members? Well, I can tell you, one of the highlights of serving is when young people come to advocate for issues that are important to you, and we've had several young people before the committee already this year, and I just wanted to say that if you ever need a letter of recommendation or something from me, I can testify to the fact that you've been a great advocate for your cause, and I want to thank you personally for making the trip to Juneau.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else here in Juneau who wishes to testify? And I may have missed somebody online, so if there's anyone online who wishes to testify, please speak up. Okay. Seeing none, I will close public testimony for Senate Bill 15. And this concludes our afternoon meeting. We will be continuing to look at this bill, and wanted to mention to the committee members that our next meeting is Thursday at 1:30. Thank you very much.